And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Dear fellow reading, are you a leader or a follower? Now, it's a pretty important question in today's world, apparently. Many of you, I imagine, have probably started to get those little mailing pamphlets from various colleges that boast in their ability to make leaders at a remarkable rate out of their student body. Just about every military branch under the sun talks about the leadership qualities that their soldiers display. And it's probably a pretty good bet that every job interview that you're ever going to have in your entire life, you're going to go over your previous leadership experiences. So the question, are you a leader or a follower, hardly merits asking, because the answer is obviously a leader. Or at least that's what the world values, what it expects from you. You ought to be a leader and not a follower. You ought to impose your will on the world around you and enact whatever changes you deem necessary. Don't cling to someone else's coattails. Blaze your own path. Tell them how it's going to be, and how dare anyone say otherwise. In our text for this morning, we read about the beginning of Jesus' Galilean ministry. After his temptation in the wilderness, Jesus went about choosing his disciples. 12 in all, and he begins with these two fishermen brothers, Peter and Andrew. We have reported simply that Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they immediately left their nets and followed him. Wow. What a bunch of sheep. Some guy shows up and says, "Hey, you're with me now." They drop everything and take off after him. Where's the leadership? Where's that individual force of will? I'll ask you again. Are you a leader or a follower? Well, in a world that prizes leadership highly among traits desirable in a human being, the Christian is definitively a follower. You are a follower. We follow Christ because he has called us, just as he called the disciples, to do just that, and follow him. Isaiah chapter 43 begins by laying out those roles of leader and follower quite definitively with these words. "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Now we take this wonderful verse, and many like it, as a great comfort. And yet, there's still that sinful part of us that wants us to be leaders, doesn't it? Our sinful flesh wants us to take a stand, flex a little bit, show that we can and should be our own guy. God says he's redeemed me. Honestly, I don't know if I really need to be redeemed. I haven't been that bad person. God has called me? Not so fast. I came to God and allowed him to be a part of my life. I belong to God? No. I belong to me, and I'm beholden to nothing and no one. Our sinful pride would have us say, "I know the way," and we would become like the Pharisees, who Jesus described as the blind leading the blind. So where is the leadership? We see in our text that it is right where it belongs, Jesus leading his disciples. We see in our gymnasium this morning that the leadership is right where it belongs, Jesus leading his disciples through his word. We see in our daily lives that the leadership is right where it belongs, Jesus leading us in our daily walks of life, comforting us all along the way with those promises of forgiveness and salvation we because of his sacrifice, leading us to Golgotha, where we cast down our every sin at the foot of the cross, where they have been blotted out forever. So, you and I are followers, and blessed for it, because God has led us out of the darkness of eternal death and damnation into his marvelous light. And what is our duty as followers? Well, of course, followers follow. But as Christians, when we are following Christ, we're also leading, aren't we? Jesus said as much when he told the brothers, "I will make you fishers of men. I have called you to me, and I'm going to show you how to do that for others as well." God has transformed you so that you are, by faith, by your words and deeds, the light of the world and the salt of the earth. When you are following after God by obeying his law and preaching his gospel, you are leading others to him. And to be clear, this is not carried out successfully by anything that we bring to the table. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, "I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. In my speech, my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." And in his second letter to Corinthians, chapter 4, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." What a happy duty we have. What a privilege that it is us, weak-willed, sinful followers that God has chosen to be his witnesses to the world. So Peter exhorts, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." And Christ also says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." So, are you a leader or a follower? Well, I think it's pretty clear that we as Christians are a bit of both, aren't we? Leadership was not lacking that day by the Sea of Galilee, but it is not lacking today. Jesus was their leader, and in following, the disciples, later to become apostles, led others to Christ. May we then cherish leadership even more than the world does. May we be followers of Christ, faithful stewards of his word, and eager ministers of that beautiful gospel message, so that all the world may know his saving name. Amen. We sing this morning that leadership relationship in the words of hymn 421, verses 1 and 3. 421, verses 1 and 3.